We're about to do a deep dive into some practical details. In Perek Beis, Mesillas Yesharim had begun the practical part, the handbook part of Mesillas Yesharim. Let's talk about the first step. I want to get into a trail of real growth. So the first step in growth of Avos Hashem, probably the first step in any program of real self-improvement, is it begins up here. It begins with thought, and it begins with actually living life reflectively and thinking about what I do rather than just doing it. And so that he had defined in Perek Beis as this first midah, in Pinchas Ben Yair's ladder, the first step was Zahirus. And Zahirus, Amchal had defined for us in the second parak, the concept is living a thoughtful, examined life. To actually think about where you're going and why you're going there rather than just sort of coasting along. So that was, it was going to be the case every time he approaches new midah, four steps. Four layers of learning about the midah. So the first one is always going to be basic definition, and then breaking it down to details, really getting wrap your arms around the details. And beyond that is talking about how to get it and how to be konet and pitfalls to avoid. So for Zahirus, that's going to be Prakim Beis, Gimel, Dalad, and Hay. So we saw Perek Beis, basic definition, and now in Perek Gimel, we expect to see two things. The first of which is, let's do this. Let's talk about in detail what is the hero sacrifice. Okay, I like this idea to live life contemplatively, to think about where I'm going. What does that look like? How do I do it? So let's take a look. Ramchal's going to use in the first part. He's going to spend the first half of this parak on that work. The second half of the parak is going to be an important tangent. But the first half of the parak is going to be on this work of chelke hazahirus. And we're going to see he's going to have three pairs of ideas to help really work out what this Zahirus really means, what it really looks like, and what I can dream of doing. So let's take a look. The beginning of Parag Gimel. Bechelke HaZahirus. Hine, harotzeh lefakeach l'atzmo. If a Jew wants to be mefakeach on himself, to self-inspect, to self-reflect. Shtayim heina hashkafos hatzrichas lo. The first of the three pairs is a pair of hashkafos. The way we use the word hashkafa, that sounds like a bad idea. I mean, you have two different ideologies at the same time. That doesn't sound like a recipe for success. But he says hashkafa, he doesn't mean ideological flavor. He means literally hashkif, like hashkifim on kachacha. We use the word hashkafa, we use it because it means outlook. So he says there are two hashkafos, meaning it becomes very clear immediately. He means two things to look at. There are two different questions I should be asking myself. Ha'echad, she'yizbonein mahu ha'tov ha'miti she'yivchar boho adam, v'hara ha'miti she'yanas v'menem. I should spend time reflecting on what's truly the right thing to do and what's truly the wrong thing to do. What's truly good? What's truly bad? What sorts of behaviors, what sort of life should I be choosing? What sort of behaviors should I be fleeing from? That's the first hashkafa. The habez, and the second hashkafa is al hamas mashehu osa, to be mashkif on the actions that I'm doing. Look at what I'm actually up to. Does it fit into the good category or the bad category? In other words, the first pair is a pair of questions, a pair of topics, the ideal and the real. I can't just focus on the real. I can't just, think about what I'm doing without having some yardstick by which to judge, is this right, is this wrong? So I can't just focus on the second point, Hamasim Hashahu Oseh, nor should I just be focusing on the first point and just spend time thinking about, in theory, what's the right thing, the wrong thing to do, without ever then making it lamaisa, okay, let's look in the mirror, let me see where I've been. So you need that combination. You want to do Cheshbon Nefesh, I want to be honest with myself about choices I'm making, but I also have to figure out what really ought to be right. There has to be a Torah yardstick. And so let's say there's a challenge in a relationship. a person I interact with, family, friend, work, whatever. The guy sits next to me in shul, or sits four seats to my right in shul, as the case may be. There can be different types of complexity in the relationship. It might be that he's a person who gets on my nerves and I have to make sure to react the right way. It might be he likes telling me Lashon Hara and how am I going to handle that. It might be 1,001 possibilities. One mistake I might be making is I might be underestimating in my head the extent to which I end up flubbing that. I'm like, that doesn't happen that often. But if I'm doing the second hashkafa, I'll say, actually, over the last week, I had 3 encounters with him. And 2 of them, this isn't happening once a month. This is happening once every 2 days. And Lamasa, how am I doing? I might be thinking, basically, it's all every once in a while it gets complicated. The truth is, over the last 2 weeks, I had 5 encounters, and only one of them was simple. Wow, okay, so that's noticing the reality. But the first hashkafa is to ask myself, okay, that's something that's coming up. What is the right thing to do? Sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes I know what the right thing to do is. It's pretty straightforward. It's a question of, like, am I actually following through? But sometimes it's not so obvious. That's why he says the first question, the first hashkafa, is what's really tov and what's really ra? I may really have to think this through. How should I be handling him or her? And then once I have a handle on how should I be handling what's tov and what's ra, okay, now let's look in the metzias. Let's look in the metzias. Where have I been over the last 2 weeks? How many times has this come up? And, what's my batting average? So he says, so that's the first pair of ideas. The first pair is a pair of questions. I have to be thinking about the ideal, I have to be thinking about the real. There has to be a sense of what's truly right, what's truly wrong. And there has to be a looking at the facts on the ground. How am I doing? Now, the way we were just describing this first pair of ideas is in the sense of sort of like looking back. Cheshma and Nefesh. Where have I been over the last 2 weeks? Or how has it gone? And, how do I want to move forward with that? But the truth is, that brings us to the second of the three pairs. The second pair is two contexts in which the hearers takes place. The zeh, he says, b'sha'as ma'asa, v'shalo b'sha'as ma'asa. There's the hearers in the moment, at the moment of action, and the hearers when it's not at the moment of action. Well, what does that mean? So he explains that it's two different phenomena. It's two different processes. They both have to do with thought. Let's take a look. B'sha'as ma'asa, Shelo yaseh shomaseh mibli sheyishkol oso, b'moznei zos haidia. Zehiras at the time of action, zehiras at the moment, means that I don't act without weighing what I'm doing in the scales of this knowledge. That's very poetic. Let's translate that into simple English. Zehiras b'shas maisa is decision-making. Zehiras b'shas maisa is rational, religious decision-making. Now, if I'm going to do something, I don't just do whatever without thinking, nor do I even think it through but think it through from the point of view of self-interest, or think it through from the point of view of PR. But I think it through the mosne zos hayedia, weighing it with this knowledge. This knowledge meaning ma'ala tova mitzvah bo adam the hara mitzvah yonos menam. So the hiras b'shas ma'isa means I'm making rational religious decision making. That I'm not just doing whatever, nor am I thinking it through with some other type of yardstick. I'm thinking things through, weighing it against what's truly right and wrong. That's Zehiras B'Sha'as Ma'isa, is this sort of rational, thoughtful, religious decision making. Shelo B'Sha'as, so that's in the moment. I'm thinking things through as I'm moving through life, my brain is in drive. Not only is my body in drive, my brain is in drive. As I'm moving through life and going from decision to decision to decision, I'm thinking things through. And I'm thinking things through in the ultimate way. The tova amiti and the ra amiti. What's truly good, what's truly bad. And I'm using that to weigh and decide, weigh my options and pick how I want to go. Shelo b'shas ma'aseh. So what's the hero's, not the moment of action? And that's what we were talking about before. She'ya'aleh lefanav zichron klal ma'asav. That I bring up, I sit down and bring up memories of many actions. V'yishkol osam kamokein b'mozneh mishkol hazeh. And I weigh past actions also with this scale. In other words, the hero's b'shas ma'aseh, I was saying before, they really sort of two different types of things I could do, but both are applications of sort of the kernel of thoughtfulness, of zahiris. There's making decisions with zahiris, and then there's looking back with zahiris, what we often call cheshba nefesh. If you like, it's prospective and retrospective. It's looking forward, about to make a decision, so I think it through, and think it through properly and well, and in an authentic way. That's zahiris b'shas ma'aseh. And then there's the look back. It has to also be, from time to time, I sit down and I ask myself, you know, how did the week go? How did the month go? Hopefully it's not only once a year in Yom Kippur and Ni'ilah or Musaf where I actually say, oh, you know, how have things gone? Once a year is better than none, but certainly more frequently than that is probably a good idea. But now, again, with Bimesek Lashono, the sweet and precise and very, very rich and dense language of the Ramchal. Over the next couple of lines, just lines, he's going to give us such insight into how you actually do this. What's actually a sensible, productive, positive, real way to make Cheshbon Nefesh? There are a lot of ways to do it wrong. So let's read what he, and we'll understand some of the ways you could do it wrong as we read the next couple of lines. So he says once again, Zihiru Shalom B'Shas Maisa means stopping to take stock, stopping to make Cheshbon Nefesh from time to time. I bring up Zichron Klal Masa, I think about sort of the, you know, how my actions have been over the last chunk of time, and I weigh my past actions, retrospective, looking backwards. He says, what are you trying to do when you do Cheshbon Nefesh? So I don't know, I'm trying to wallow in self-pity, trying to beat myself up, tell me myself what a terrible person I am, or I'm trying to convince myself that I'm the, you know, the biggest tzaddik and greatest things in sliced bread. No, neither one. I'm actually going to be realistic and productive. Liros, I want to see, ma yesh bam mehara lema yidche oso, what have I done over the last week, let's say, that was wrong? And I want to push that away. What have I done that I can be proud of? What have I done that was right? So in other words, I'm looking, once I have some clarity in my own head about what are the right and wrong things to do, and like particularly in sort of more nuanced situations, what's the Ratzon Hashem way to go and which ways are not Ratzon Hashem? So let me see, what have I done right and what have I done wrong? Where's my scorecard? But again, it's not to wallow in self, not to beat myself up, oh look, I did this wrong. Everyone does things that are wrong. But I'm looking in the mirror and noticing, you know, I had 5 encounters with this guy over the last 2 weeks. 2 of them were I'm proud of. And 3 of them, you know, looking back, that was not the way to go. I did not handle that properly. So he says, I'm going to notice the 3 times that I, in retrospect, did the wrong thing. Lemain, not to beat myself up. People make mistakes. But lemain yidche also. I want to push that away going forward. And he'll get back to that in a moment. How to productively, you know, look in the mirror at the things I did wrong. But he says, in terms of taking pride in the things I did well, you know, out of those 5 encounters, 2 of them, I handled the way I should have. I'm proud of how I handled it. And he says, and what's the point of that? Why am I looking in the mirror and noticing what I did right? L'hasmidbo u'l'hizchazekbo. To have hasmada and hizchaskas. In other words, to do that more often, hasmada, I want to do that tamid. One or two of the times that I bumped into him, I actually handled well. Great, let me do that again. Let me do that again. Let me do that more frequently. Hasmada means greater frequency. U'l'hizchazekbo means to strengthen myself. That probably means not just quantitatively to do that more often, but qualitatively to really make that my go-to. There were times I did it well, Let me really plug into that more frequently and more deeply. So I'm looking in the mirror. Again, this is Zihira Shalo B'Shas Ma'aseh. This is Cheshbon Nefesh, stopping to take stock. I want to see what I do that I'm proud of. I can take pride in the things I did well, and I can seek to do them more often and more deeply. And Em Yimtza Behem Min Hara, if I look in the mirror, I notice there are things I did this past week that I'm not so proud of. In retrospect, I shouldn't have done that. So he doesn't talk about, okay, now I'm going to beat myself up and roll in the snow and you know, torture myself. No. He says, Oz says, get practical. Yizbonen v'yachkor b'sichlo. So then, when I notice the things I'm doing wrong, the next step is then to be mizbonen, then to reflect on, Eza tachbula yasa lo sur min arahu l'itayamenu. So what's the plan for next time? What's the strategy? So if I'm noticing a trend, 3 out of 5 times that I met this guy, I'm not proud of how I handle it. It's okay. I'm not proud of that. I'm a human being. I made mistakes. But now I can plan for the future. So now I can strategize. I know it's tough. I know I'm going to meet the guy another 4 times in the next month. So what's the plan? Because this is the power of, as he's in this paragraph calling Cheshbon Nefesh, it's Zihirus Shelo B'Shas Ma'aseh. In the moment, it's very hard often to develop a strategy on the spot. You got to move. You could think things through a little bit and you know try to access willpower. But the sort of hisbonus that he's talking about, to sit and really sort of chew over the situation, chew over the relationship, and how am I going to handle it? And again, it doesn't have to be a relationship. It could be all sorts of aver shebin adam la makom also. A particular type is going to come my way. So in the moment, I'll try to do my best. But what I really want to do is if once a week, once a month, I sit down and I take stock. Once a month, even once a week, I'm not going to sit and think through every single decision that I made. It's impossible. You would have to remember a lot and you would have to have a lot of time. But even if I'm going to carve out 15 minutes a week. Normally, I would say one of my commutes. I'm not sure who's commuting, who's not commuting. But to find 5, 10, 15 minutes a week, once every 2 weeks, to just sit with myself. Maybe a pen and paper is a good idea to take notes. Taking notes on an electronic device probably usually doesn't help with his bonus because paper doesn't decide to all of a sudden start telling you other things you weren't planning to write in it. So you, it's easier to sort of stay focused. The hisbonus means carving out time for extended, sustained focus on one particular topic. Hey, maybe put your, if you like writing on your iPad or whatever it is, and you put it onto airplane mode, knock off the Wi-Fi, okay, whatever it is, well, whatever tool you're going to use, But shelo b'shas ma'aseh, if I'm not at the moment on the treadmill, I stepped off the treadmill, I'm looking at my treadmill of life. So that gives me the headspace to plan. So then, okay, so I see this is a new sign for me, this is hard for me. So now shelo b'shas ma'aseh, I can try to strategize. And it may not be something I'm going to come up with once. Maybe I'll sort of start thinking about that. I'll come back from Orr's bonus in a week, and I'll think about some more. But to develop a plan, to develop a strategy, not just sort of willy-nilly, helter-skelter, in the moment I try to do the best thing. Yisbonen v'yabish, if it, the gift of thinking, shelo b'shas ma'aseh, is the yisbonen. I have time to reflect and to meditate. V'yachar b'sichel, analyze. With the mental powers which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifted me. Eza tachbula yasel asur m'nei ra'ahu. What's the strategy? What's the technique? What's the angle of attack to that situation to do better next time? And Lasur, and you'll notice also, another one of these great pairs of non-identical synonyms that the Ram, we've already seen the Ramchal, we're going to see more of. Lasur min arahahu ulihi tohei menu. A strategy for staying away from it and for cleansing myself of it. Once again, Lasur sounds like, it's like, basically getting out of it, and litaher means really being clean and pure. And that's the goal. I'll be honest with myself with the things that Baruch Hashem is doing well, that I want to do more of, I want to do them even better. And I'll be honest with myself with the things that are hard for me. and then I can begin to plan and strategize and rethink in a calmer moment. How can I handle that differently? How can I handle that differently so that I can make progress? How can I handle it differently so over time, not only do I make changes, but I can really go for the gold, to really put that avera behind me. So these are the first two pairs of ideas that lay out the basics of zehirus. It's thoughtful, rational decision making. It's thoughtful, rational appraisal of me and my choices and my behaviors. It's thoughtful, rational, religious. As having a sense of what's right and wrong, and that's something that also one is going to sharpen over time, but having a sense of right and wrong that I use both when I make decisions. Oh, I could do X, I could do Y. Well, let's think about Ma Hashem HaKecha Dorei Shemiti. That's your Zihiris B'Shas Maisa. And then there's also, I have a sense of right and wrong, and I use that not only to compare to the two options I have in front of me, but to the actions I've already done. And to use that yardstick, the first hashkafa, hatova amiti v'hara amiti, use that to then, as the lenses through which I look back at where I've been over the last week. And one of the things that are tova amiti, and I'm proud of, and I want to do more of, and even better of, what are the things that are, in truth, ra, that I want to think about strategizing for how I can handle it better in the future. Okay, so these are the first two pairs, two hashkafas and two zmanim. Next time we'll see a third pair that's going to add sort of two degrees, two layers to how ambitious I am. And then, as I mentioned last time, and I referenced briefly when we started today, this is the first part of Paragimel, is what it's officially about, which is these different aspects of Zihiris. We go on then, the latter part of the Perek is going to be the first of the sort of essays, digressions that the Ramchal clearly wanted to get to somewhere, and he found a place, a hook, to put it in. So that first tangential essay, that first gift, is coming our way later in Perek Gimel. We may already get to it next week, Mitzvah Shem. Chavriya Shekayach. Shibazaych, it's Tzak, put this into practice.